Hey, you all know the Barkleys, the two dogs, the ones that are helping Subaru sell cars like there's no tomorrow. Well, we're here with them at the LA Auto Show, and I want you to tune in to Autoline After Hours because we got a great show coming up later today.
On today's show, the finalists for North American Car, Truck, and Utility of the Year are revealed. BMW took the wraps off the Roadster version of the i8, and Toyota unveils a rugged off-road concept. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the automotive industry. While the finalists for North American Car, Truck, and Utility of the Year were just announced, the Honda Accord, Toyota Camry, and the Kia Stinger are duking it out in the car category. The Alfa Romeo Stelvio, Honda Odyssey, and the Volvo XC60 are battling it for Utility of the Year. And the finalists for Truck of the Year are the Chevy Colorado ZR2, Ford Expedition, and Lincoln Navigator. The winners will be announced in January at the Detroit Auto Show. But let us know in the comments which vehicles you think should win. After a 30-year absence, Alfa Romeo is returning to Formula One. However, it won't be as a constructor or engine supplier. Instead, Alfa will be the title sponsor for the Sauber team starting in 2018. The two have entered a multi-year agreement that covers strategic, commercial, and technological cooperation. The official name of the team is the Alfa Romeo Sauber F1 team, and the cars will include Alfa logos and colors. And in other racing news, back in September, Jaguar revealed it's launching a new racing series for production-based EVs that will feature hopped-up versions of the company's I-Pace electric vehicle. And now, the Ray Hall Letterman Lanigan Racing Team is the first to join the series. The Jaguar I-Pace E-Trophy Series will race at 10 locations around the world alongside Formula E. Jaguar says it is in talks with other teams and expects more to join before the first race in late 2018. Still to come, we'll take a look at the latest reveals from the LA Auto Show.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by Hyundai, better drives us.
Toyota recently teased a mostly blacked-out picture of a new adventure concept, but now it's turned on the lights for all to see. I could tell you all about how the automaker sees the FTAC as the perfect vehicle for spontaneous adventure, but I think the real focus should be on the styling. With obvious cues from its current line of trucks and SUVs, we will likely see design elements from the concept trickle down to its other vehicles. I especially could see that whole front end on the next-gen Tacoma. And while the rear end looks a little hard-edged for Toyota, at least at this moment in time, it could fit perfect on an upcoming Lexus. And speaking of teases making their way into the light, Mercedes just unveiled the new CLS. While it keeps a similar silhouette as the current model, it has a less elegant, more sporty appearance, with reduced or removed character lines down the side and over the rear wheel arch, and hard, sharp lines in and around the headlights. The rear taillights also have a sharper edge to them, and the license plate has been pushed from the trunk lid down to the lower bumper. The interior has a much more modern feel and has similar cues to the new A-Class interior we showed you the other day. It too features turbine-like vents topped by two display screens meshed together for driver's readout and infotainment. The new CLS can now seat 5 passengers for the first time as well. Another first is the 48-volt mild hybrid system, which gets paired to a new inline 6-cylinder engine that produces over 360 horsepower. The new CLS goes on sale in the U.S. next fall. Well, Mitsubishi must believe in the saying, what's old is new again, because a Mitsubishi Eclipse just emerged from the Lazarus pit, but this time as a CUV. Mitsu has desperately needed new product, and here it is, a brand spanking, shiny new compact SUV to fit right in the heart of one of the hottest segments around the world. The Eclipse Cross will come with a turbocharged 1.5-liter engine, which can be mated to all-wheel drive. The new CUV will go on sale in March of 2018 with a starting price of a little over $23,000 before destination charges. Coming up next, Nissan introduces a new compact crossover called the Kicks.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
Nissan just introduced a new compact crossover called the Kicks. It's actually a global vehicle that was created at the company's design centers in the U.S., Brazil, and Japan. Powering the front-wheel drive CUV is a 1.6-liter four-cylinder that's mated to a CVT. Its fuel economy is estimated at 33 mpg combined, and it's available with a lot of the safety and infotainment features customers have come to expect. The Nissan Kicks arrives at dealerships in the U.S. next June. BMW took the wraps off the new Roadster version of the i8, along with the new version of the Coupe as well. Both models can travel up to 18 miles in pure EV mode, up from 15 before the turbocharged three-cylinder gasoline engine kicks in. The Coupe hits 0 to 60 miles per hour in just 4.2 seconds, while the Roadster does it 2/10 of a second slower. Both models crank out 369 horses, 12 more than before, and both have a top speed of 155 miles per hour. The Roadster's soft top roof can also open and close in just 16 seconds at speeds up to 31 miles per hour. The new i8 Coupe and Roadster go on sale next spring. And for a deeper dive into all the new models from the LA Auto Show, be sure to check out John's interviews with the people who helped create the reveals. You can find them at our website, autoline.tv, or look for them on our YouTube channel. But that's it for today. Thank you for making Autoline Daily a part of your day.